Susan, we thought we'd stop talking about you. And I'm going to go completely off script as well, mainly because my script is back on my settee at home. I forgot to pick it up on the way out. So there you go. You know me, I can talk about anything, but I love talking about you. Di's talked about your wonderful involvement in the launch and then the ongoing WOW ministry. But of course, Susan's been involved in so much more than just the women's ministry here. Her role in the music ministry, along with the family, has been wonderful. Her hospitality, particularly, you know, the number of guest speakers that have invaded the Calder home, been put up, been joyfully welcomed. It's a wonderful ministry and one that perhaps we don't take enough note of. But there are two things. And then stepping into the children's ministry down at Peridgen, particularly for the last year, that's been wonderful. But there are two things that I think the role that Susan has played in this parish, I think we can all see and we have all had such joy and benefit in. One of them is that Mark couldn't be who he is and do what he does without Susan. The love that she has that shines forth for him, for the family, the way she supports him, the way she builds a lot of her life around what is going to make Mark's ministry here work. So we have been blessed by Mark's ministry, but it's made possible partly, hugely, by Susan and by what she does. The other thing that I want to say about Susan is, Susan, you're different. You stand out as being different. And we're all called, aren't we, to be different, to be in this world but not of this world. And that's what I've learned from Susan, I think, more than from anybody else that's had that sort of influence. We see in Susan somebody for whom that difference is hugely valued by so many non-Christians. They value the fact that Susan is a Christian and that she stands out in her workplace, in her friendships, as being that person who is different because of Jesus, and that she has an overwhelming impact. And it's allowed us, particularly us women, as we've heard Susan talk, it's allowed us to get a glimpse into how normal and real that can kind of be, even though it's exceptionally not normal and real. But it's given me great insights in just how you can be like that and yet not be a freak and a loony and a Bible basher. And so I think for me, that's what I value most and what I will take away, Susan. I haven't finished yet, but I've finished with you, Susan, now. But here are, on behalf of the women of Noosa, you get a book too, and you get a little gift. So thank you. We do love you and we will miss you hugely. The other thing I'm going to say, which is completely off script because I didn't get this brief at all, but Mark, I can't go without thanking you. I remember the day that I first met Mark. I came to church and it was really weird and we did things like sing songs, not hymns, and nobody wore robes. I can't do this. But then I went and I had a meeting with Mark, and it was difficult, but it was joyful because that was the first time I really understood what it meant, you know, what Jesus meant, which for somebody who grew up in a church family, in a Christian family, it was kind of tough to acknowledge that. But Mark opened up scripture for me, and he showed me what it meant to know Jesus, what Jesus has done, and my life then was transformed. And Mark, you know how much more of my life through your involvement with Phil. So I hope that I speak for many, many people here. We've talked, John talked beautifully about the impact, about the Bible teaching. Don wrote lovely words. But I am one of those people whose lives you've changed because you were here. And I hope and I'm sure that I'm speaking not just for me, but so it's not all of us as a big congregation. It's the individual lives that you have transformed through your faithful and powerful teaching. So I just want to say thank you on behalf of Lot, but on behalf of Phil and I, thank you so much.